Scene 8 of The Soul's Awakening. The same set as in Scene 7. At the beginning, hidden by a curtain before which an Egyptian woman has the following monologue. An Egyptian woman. Johannes. This is the hour in which he dedicates himself to serve the ancient holy mysteries, which tear him evermore away from me. From out those heights of light to which his soul has turned, the ray of death descends on mine. Without him there remains for me but sorrow on the earth, renunciation, suffering, and death. But in this hour that he abandons me, I will remain yet near the place in which he gives himself unto the Spirit. And if my eyes are not allowed to see how he will cut himself adrift from earth, perhaps the revelation of a dream, divining him, will bring me close in spirit. The curtain opens, disclosing everything and almost everyone in readiness for the initiation of the neophyte. Deep silence is sustained for a while. Then the temple warden and the mystic lead in the neophyte through a doorway on the left side. They place him in the inner circle close behind the altar and remain standing near him. The grouping of the ceremony is seen from the audience. On the left, temple warden. It's actually stage left, temple warden. And then on the right, chief hierophant. Behind them, on the left, mystic. On the right, hierophant. In the center behind them, the neophyte at the altar. Behind that, to the left, a recorder. On the right, keeper of the seals. Behind them, on the left, air element. On the right, water element. Behind, on the left, earth element. On the right, fire element. Behind them, on the left, Ahriman as Sphinx, with the bull emphasized. On the right, Lucifer as Sphinx, with the cherubim emphasized. Behind them in a line, Philea, Astrid, Luna, the other Philea, from left to right. And then in the far back, on the left, two priests. On the right, two priests. Temple warden, Felix. From out that web of unreality, which thou in error's darkness namest world, the mystic has conducted thee to us. From being and from naught the world was made, which to a semblance wove itself for thee. Semblance is good when from reality beheld, but thou didst dream it in the life of semblance, and semblance, known by semblance, fades away. O semblance of a semblance, learn how to know thyself. The mystic, Felicia. So speaks the one who guards the temple's threshold. Feel in thyself the full weight of his word. The representative of the earth element, Romanus. Within the weight of earth's existence, lay hold upon the semblance of thy being fearlessly, that thou mayest sink into the cosmic depths. In cosmic depths search for reality and darkness. Bind to thy semblance that which thou dost find, its weighing down will grant to thee existence. The recorder, Hilary. Thou shalt perceive whereto we lead thee, sinking as soon as thou hast carried out his word. We forge for thee the form of thine own being. Know thou our work, or thou must vanish as semblance in the cosmic nothingness. The mystic. So speaks the one who guards this temple's words. Feel in thyself the word's down-weighing might. The representative of the air element, Germanus Bellicosus. Escape from heavy weight of earth existence, which kills the being of thyself in sinking. Take flight from it with lightness of the air. In cosmic space search for reality in brightness. Bind to thy semblance that which thou dost find in flying. It will grant to thee existence. The recorder. Thou shalt perceive whereto we lead thee, flying, as soon as thou hast carried out his word. We light for thee the life of thine own being. Know thou our work, or thou must vanish as semblance in the cosmic weightiness. The mystic. So speaks the one who guards the temple's words. Feel in thyself the word's uplifting force. The chief hierophant, Benedictus. My son, thou shalt upon high wisdom's path obey with right concern the mystic's words. Thou canst not see the answer in thyself, for error's darkness still doth weigh thee down. Delusion strives in thee for distant heights. Gaze, therefore, on this flame, which is more close. The sacred fire with bright tongues of flame flares up on the altar in the center of the stage. Gaze, therefore, on this flame, which is more close to thee than is the life of thine own being, and read thine answer hidden in the fire. The mystic. So speaks the one who leads this temple's rites. Feel in thyself the ritual's holy power. The representative of the fire element, Strader. The error in thy sense of self be burned in fire, enkindled in this rite for thee. Burn thou thyself with substance of thine error. In cosmic fire seek reality as flame. Bind to thy semblance that which thou dost find. In burning it will grant to thee existence. The Keeper of the Seals, Theodora. Thou shalt perceive why to a flame we form thee as soon as thou hast carried out his word. We cleanse for thee the form of thine own being. Know thou our work, or thou must lose thyself within the cosmic ocean formlessly. The mystic. So speaks the one who guards the temple's seal. Feel in thyself the brightening power of wisdom. The representative of the water element, Theodosius Torquatus. Prevent the world of fire's flaming power from robbing thee of self-sustaining might. Semblance will not arise into existence unless the wave beat of the cosmic ocean can penetrate thee with its spheric tone. In cosmic ocean seek reality as wave. Bind to thy semblance that which thou dost find. In surging it will grant to thee existence. The Keeper of the Seals. Thou shalt perceive why to a wave we form thee as soon as thou hast carried out his word. We shape for thee the form of thine own being. Know thou our work, or thou must lose thyself as formless being in the cosmic fire. The Chief Hierophant. My son, thou shalt, by stalwart exercise of will, obey with right concern these mystics' words. Thou canst not see the answer in thyself. By cowardly fear thy power is frozen still. Thou canst not shape thy weakness to a wave that lets thee sound throughout the spheres. So listen to the forces of thy soul, and recognize thy voice within their words. Philea. In fire cleanse thyself, and lose thyself as cosmic wave in tones of spirit spheres. Ostrid. Form thou thyself in tones of spirit spheres, in cosmic distances fly light as air. Luna. In cosmic depths sink heavily as earth, take courage as a self in weightiness. The other Philea. Unloose thyself from out thy narrow selfhood, unite with forces of the elements. The mystic. So speaks within the temple thine own soul. Feel thou therein the guidance of its powers. The Chief Hierophant to the Hierophant. My brother Hierophant, explore this soul, which we must lead toward wisdom's path, down to its depths. Proclaim to us what thou beholdst within its present state. The Hierophant, Capacius. Fulfilled is what our ritual ordains. The soul has now forgotten what it was. Opposing elements have swept away the web of semblance spun on error's loom, which still in elemental strife lives on. The soul its inner core alone has rescued. It must now read what lives within this core as cosmic word that speaks out of the flame. The Chief Hierophant. O human soul, now read what through the flame the cosmic word proclaims within thyself. a long pause occurs, during which the stage becomes completely dark. Only the flame and the indistinct outlines of the figures are visible. Then the chief hierophant continues, "And now, from out the cosmic vision, wake, declare what can be read as cosmic word." The neophyte is silent. The chief hierophant, much alarmed, continues, "He's silent. The vision has escaped you. Speak." The neophyte, Maria, "Obedient to your stern and sacred words, I sank into the being of this flame, awaiting sounds of lofty cosmic words." The assembled priests, with the exception of the hierophant, show an ever-increasing alarm during the speech of the neophyte. "I felt that I could liberate myself from weight of earth and be as light as air. I felt the loving tide of cosmic fire receiving me as flowing spirit waves. I saw the body that I wear on earth as other beings stand outside myself. Though wrapped in bliss and conscious of the light of spirit round me, yet I could regard my earthly sheath with longing and desire. Spirits rayed light on it from lofty worlds, like shining butterflies. There hovered near the beings, tending, quickening its life. The body and these beings, flickering light, reflected sparkling colors, manifold. They shone close by, grew fainter, further off, and then were scattered and dispersed in space. Within my spirit soul existence rose the wish that gravity of earth would plunge me down into my sheath, where I might feel and hold the sense of joy and warmth of life. Thus, gladly diving down into my sheath, I heeded your stern summons to awake." The chief hierophant, himself terrified, too, the terrified priests, "This is no spirit vision. Earth's desires, wrung from the mystic, rose as offering to radiant spirit heights. Oh, sacrilege, sacrilege!" The recorder, angrily, to the hierophant, "It never would occur had you performed the duty granted you as hierophant, which ancient holy practice has ordained." The hierophant, "I did the duty which from higher realms was laid upon me in this solemn hour. I barred myself from thinking of that word which ritual customs have enjoined on me, the word which, sent forth from my thinking, should work in spirit on the neophyte. And now the young man has declared to us not thoughts of others, but of his own being. The truth has triumphed. You may punish me. I had to do what shocks you into fright. I feel the time approaching that will free the single ego from a group-bound spirit and liberate his individual thought. What if the youth escapes your mystic path at present? Later lives on earth will show with clearest signs the kind of mystic way which powers of destiny ordained for him." The mystics, "Oh, sacrilege! Demand atonement! Punish!" The sphinxes begin to speak. Hitherto they have been motionless statues. What they say is heard only by the hierophant, the chief hierophant, and the neophyte. The others are full of excitement over the preceding events. Ahriman as Sphinx. "For my domain, I want to capture here what here unduly seeks the light, and I must further foster it in darkness. Thus will it form in spirit its own power, to weave itself in future into human life, as beneficial in its rightful time. Yet still it gains this power. I will make subservient to my work what here appeared within this holy rite as weight of earth." Lucifer as Sphinx. "I want to carry off into my realm what here as spirit wish has joy and semblance. As semblance it should gladly shine in light, and so in spirit dedicate itself to beauty. At present it is kept from this by burden of earth weightiness. In beauty can semblance change itself into reality, as light descending that escapes from here. It shall in future be the light of earth." The chief hierophant. The sphinxes speak. "Who were but images, since ancient sages first performed this rite? It is the spirit that has seized on lifeless form. O fate, through you resounds the cosmic word." The other priests, with the exception of the Hierophant and the Neophyte, are amazed at the words of the chief Hierophant. The Hierophant to the chief Hierophant. The holy mystic ritual we perform is of significance not only here for us, through word and deed of sacred priestly rites, there pours the fateful stream of world events. While the mood of excitement is at its height, the curtain falls. The end of scene 8.